Hair is bugging me.
And thanks everyone for bearing with me. I called the Otter Rock Water District monthly board meeting at 8:11 at 6:05 p.m. Lisa here, Eileen,
Here.
Teresa,
Here.
and Rod is absent. Public in attendance is Beth and the Mullins and the Harts. And that is it. Consent agenda, approval of the board summary from the previous meeting. Did anyone have any questions from Kelly's board summary?
Nope.
Nope.
I make a motion we approve.
I'll second.
Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes. Obviously, we can skip by Northwest Natural Water because they're not here.
Yes, we'll I'll talk to Rod and I'll have him get on him a bit on that.
Thank you. I am personally worried about water, and I want to know our flows. So,
Sure. Well, I mean, come on. We pay them for something.
yes, Beth, you want to say something?
Do we have a meter reading report?
So let me
Well,
share.
spring
I was going
flow
to,
should be on there.
okay, yeah, I was going to bring it up. I was going to bring it up at the opens, but I'll just share now. And I haven't looked at it at all. This is part of what I'm sharing. So, getting into August, and I don't have July's readings yet. So I sent a note out, very unhappy note, and copied Devin on it, and complaining about that. And he responded and got to me right away. But consequently, I did not get a report until first week of August. And so my complaint was, of course, hey, we changed when we were getting that, supposed to get that report, so it would be in line and we would get it regularly, right? Remember when we did that? And then we're not still not getting it regularly. So Devin says he's committed now to get it to me every third week of the month, but consequently I didn't get it until August 3rd at this point. So I'm going to post this time. When I post, I'm going to post July, August. They're going to be just combined because, pretty much, I don't even know when the readings were taken because I got them so late, right? I could see when they sent them to the office, but it's just messed up and I was not happy. And Devin's committed to, he apologized and he's committed to get them to me. He's put a task on his calendar to make sure they're collected and sent by the 20th of every month. So I'm just
When
gonna go ahead.
did Dell get the meter
That's
reading?
what I was gonna look. I was gonna look and see if I saw that when, because he forwarded them to me. So did they go out? Oh, that's interesting. Okay. It didn't go out to August 4th to Dell. So, pretty much the same day that I complained, they went out. So, I don't know if that's because I complained that they went out, but yet I still didn't get a copy. Because Isaac keeps sending them to Commissioner Five.
It would be one thing if they, said, look, we have people on vacation, things are going to be delayed, but that really in itself is not
Yeah, so I mean,
even.
I'll cut him a slack at this point because Devin now has committed, and his comment was, he apologized, da, 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 and then he said, he agrees they need to be sent more timely, and
Oh, yeah.
he will make sure they are sent before the end of the third week each month.
Okay.
So I'm going to kind because I'm going to do June, July. So even though I won't get a full August month, if they send them by August 20th, which I hope they do. I guess I could whine if they don't, but I don't feel like I should have to remind them every month to send me the meter readings, which is
No.
basically what I'm having to do.
No, you shouldn't.
So, August readings will be short because I'm going to just try and restart this thing again. And the next one I post will be, well, all the next one I have to post is June, July. And then the next one I have to post after that will be August 20th, which will only be 3 weeks of readings because who knows? Who knows when they took the readings? I should just, sorry, I'll open up the spreadsheet right now and take a look at it so we can move on and then I can give you an update on, I can give you an update on the flows and I can give you an update on the, I've been super busy and then I've been sick the last couple of days. So
Oh,
my
sorry.
stuff has not been getting done. Let me just open this up. Do flows. Yeah, we're still, it's 26, 24, and 29. It's a little lower. Spring one and spring two are a little lower from the previous month. But and spring three is actually a gallon higher from the previous month. So we still got overflow.
And that was June,
That's July, I guess. Let me see
July.
with the date. They put the, oh, they just said July. They didn't even put a date in it.
Okay.
Really makes me suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
Okay.
normally they'll put June 22nd, right? May 22nd, and now it's just July.
Yeah.
So July when? Anyways, it was July,
Okay.
supposedly, that they took these readings. And yeah, it was the
Well,
20.
I did notice that there was a Northwest Water truck sitting over at the community center this afternoon when I was walking the dogs. So maybe what we could do is just shoot a quick email and say, look, we'd like a current spring flow because our community members are asking.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, who knows when July. My gut feel
Right.
it was still end or closer to the end of July because previously they've done the readings like on the 22nd. May
Right.
and June are both the 22nd, so I can't imagine that they did July readings any sooner. So they're
Right.
probably only 2 weeks old, but sure,
Okay.
we there's no reason why we
Well,
can't ask them for current ones.
either that or maybe we ask them when they took those, you know. So,
Yeah.
anyways.
Yeah.
Not
We'll
sure.
just do that when we send the email complaining about no water, you know, report that we'll
Okay.
ask
Okay.
for an updated water flow reading.
Will you do that, Teresa?
Yeah, I'll
Okay.
take the I'll ask Rod to do
Okay.
it. But
Okay.
I'll take the responsibility of asking Rod.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
If no one has any questions, the treasurer and office report.
All right. Let's see. General checking account. We have an uncleared balance of $214.61. QuickBook register balance is $82,716.61. Per security ending balance is $82,931.22. Total deposits $16,029.20. Withdraws $9,175.26. The reserve fund, total deposits $389.72. The register balance $115,107. The system development fund, total deposits, excuse me, $339.75. Register balance $100,346.70. The AR balance is a negative 10,603. QuickBook current assets $287,567.31. Current liabilities, Business Oregon loan is $128,996. Accounts payables to approve, $17,071.03. Accounts payables to pay, $2,770.02. On the accounts payables to approve, there wasn't much. The only thing that was on there, there were two things on there that we didn't get invoices for. So Northwest Natural, Dell always puts the monthly base fee on there. We haven't seen an invoice from them for anything in July. And the other thing that I had her post was an invoice from Verdantis. Peter, I'm sorry, what's his name? What's the young man's name? Peter? Is it Peter?
Oh, is that the new guy from in at Verdantis in Newport?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Peter. Yes.
Anyways, they did a draw number four for the Business Oregon because there's a $33,000 invoice sitting out there that's been sitting out there for a while now. And then when they did the draw, it was for $47,000 because there's an invoice in June that we have not seen. I had Dell posted
See,
from.
I have two invoices in my inbox.
Okay.
It's not, it was in my updates or whatever. It went to on July 23rd. Did you not get those? They didn't go to the office.
Who'd they go to?
They went to COM3, COM2, and ORWD2. What, who is ORWD2? I don't even know who ORWD2
That's
is.
me.
No, it's not ORWD COM2, it's just ORWD2.
Okay.
So that's why you didn't get them. I'm just going to
Okay.
forward this to you right now.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure I saw
Okay, well, I'm
invoices
glad
on
one of
them.
us saw them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think this would be so
And they
complicated.
were, I know. I'm running into the same problem with Northwest Natural, these meter readings. It's ridiculous. But they're pretty ex high. These one's 24,000, one of the bills. It's for it's a FEMA one.
Did you just send it?
I just sent it. And the other
Okay.
one is 2,600.
There's not one there for 14.
Nope. I mean, I can look to see what I have in no, there's 24 and 2600. I rounded. I can look for anything in June. Here we go. What do I got here? This is June 17th. June 17th one is 49,000
Tricks.
FEMA and open. Yeah, this is the $14,000 one for Business Oregon. So let's see what they sent this one to as well. Yeah, same ORWD2.
And nothing to the office.
Nothing to the office.
Okay, would
And
you?
obviously, COM3 is Kelly, so that's going into La La Land.
Right. Would you forward those to me, please? And
Yep.
I will reach out to them in the morning and make sure I get this corrected
Right, yeah, on
so
its
that the
way.
right people are getting this.
Kills me.
So obviously our accounts payable to approve is completely different than what I just said. So,
Sorry.
well, that's okay.
Okay, there, I'll send them to you.
Okay, thank you. Well, and Teresa, when you get a minute, if you would just take a quick look at them and, maybe say, yeah, these look good or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
And
we know that I'm not surprised at all on the high costs on the FEMA ones because they've been doing the bulk of their work on the FEMA ones. So those do
right.
look right to me.
Okay. All right. Let's
And
see.
we're supposed to, well, we'll talk about that later. Go ahead.
Okay. The only thing, other thing I have on the treasury stuff is I sent everybody an email this afternoon from the auditor. And Dell's going to print out the forms, and it's just the standard forms for the board members that were on the board 25, 26. So, anyways, if you guys would just fill those forms out and we can get them scanned back to him. And he's asking for stuff, and I'll get on that and we'll start the whole audit process. So,
Thank you, Eileen.
So I'm just got my fingers crossed that I did things correctly this year. So we're gonna find out.
Yeah.
So
Don't think anyone will string you up.
no, probably not. All right, that's all I have, you guys.
Make a
So
motion. We accept Eileen's report, treasurer's report, and pay the bills.
I second. Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
motion passes. Next on the agenda is special order of business. Do we know what that's about?
Oh, I just kind of wanted to make a comment. I'm sure everybody noticed that there's a for sale sign on our little office manager's house.
Yes.
And she basically said that it's contingent on them finding a place, and so we're kind of just kind of back to that whole business. So
Yeah.
I just think that at this point, if maybe everybody could just kind of put their feelers out, is there a bookkeeping service that we could look into? It's just not that complicated. So, anyways, I really haven't done much on it because I've been busy, and
I
but
can ask Rod again. I know when he was president of the board, they were looking at a bookkeeping service. So I can ask him.
and I
I mean,
know
it
Beth.
really would be nice to get someone in the office because even someone in the office could do the meter stuff and all of that. But,
No, I know it.
we don't have someone local who's willing to do all that, then,
Yeah. So, anyways.
Beth.
Yep.
Yeah, Beverly Beach Water District has some
Right.
accountant doing their work. They used to have a their own person, they don't anymore. So you might want to check with their treasurer.
Yeah, that's who Rod had talked to was Beverly Beach people, the
Yeah.
person that was doing Beverly Beach. And she had, at the time when they were looking at it, she gave him quotes and everything, but there was somebody else in the position, and so at that time we didn't move that person out.
Yeah, and I know Beth, you had mentioned that before, and I did kind of Google their website, and there's a couple of email contacts. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a little
My
research.
gut feel is they still probably have the same person. And obviously, she'd have experience. It was a female, the one that Rod had engaged with, and she'd have experience with small water districts, so
So,
it's going to be more
anyways.
expensive.
But
But it's a
that might
business,
also,
so you don't have to worry about it, the turnover.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of the whole positive about it. And I think the other thing is, I was thinking that we needed to change up our QuickBooks, but if we do go to an outside service,
I don't know.
they may have that at their end, so it wouldn't be something that we had to absorb the cost on.
Which was would be great too.
So
Because we're definitely, yeah. If things move forward, which we surely hope they do, at some point, we're going to be charging, a base fee and then overage fees and stuff like that. It's going to get more complicated down the road if things go as we hope.
Okay, anyways, you guys, that was the only special order of business that I had. There was just one other comment, but I can save that till the end.
I have talked to Dell, and they have, unlike last time, they have property that they are interested in. So as soon as their house remotely even looks like selling, they have properties that they are
Recommend.
actually interested in, unlike last time. So I think we need to prepare sooner rather than later at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you talked to her, Lisa. I really haven't said much to her. I just kind of she sent me an email and I just kind of left it at that. So
Oh, I'm nosy,
you see the
that Kenny's not living in the neighborhood anymore, at least it can be the mayor.
No, I'm not the mayor. Don't take that on. And so we talked about the office manager position. So, Eileen, if you need help, reaching out to Beverly Beach or whatever, just let me know. I can always send out emails.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And I also thought about BBSI if we could really get desperate. We can hire them to help us find somebody. So, and
BBSI.
we looked at that once upon a time too. So,
Is that like a temp service?
yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, it's also a permanent employee. They have, people coming in wanting jobs, and
Okay.
they charge a fee, and but they handle all the payroll and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We ha didn't put on the FEMA or Business Oregon.
Yeah, I thought those were going to be standard agenda items, Eileen. So that's why I didn't say I didn't need anything on the agenda because I thought we'd do FEMA and Business Oregon as standard agenda items.
Well, then I'll put them on there.
Yeah. No big
Next on
deal.
the
There's
agenda is FEMA and
always
Business Oregon.
commissioner comments, so we can always we can always say something. It's not like we're restricted from talking about it. I figure I'll just wait till commissioner comments and then give my update.
Okay.
You can always update your agenda at any time.
It's all
Always
good.
end. Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to go to ordinances and resolutions, which we don't have any public comments? No?
Nope.
Okay, Teresa, take it away.
Yeah, I'm kind of sorry we lost Mike, whoever that was, and didn't come back.
Yeah.
Oh well, darn. So yeah, thanks Lisa for sending the note out to James this morning, and I tagged on to that. The update we have from James as far as status goes on things. We're going to do a 70% design review by the first week of September. So yay for that. And that will include the tank at this point. So that will be a true 70% design review. I suspect, and we've made decisions along the way. We've made the pipe decisions now, and we've had some discussions about buildings and those kind of things. So yay. Hopefully things will go smoother. And faster, I mean, we know we're not going to be able to, so it will probably end up in the same kind of scenario that we were in, where we're going to go out to bid, first of the year for the job. Was always the plan last year. Just hopefully things go well and it can get done in time. I do think we want to maybe talk about putting FEMA in the I'm going to talk to Shannon about putting FEMA in the phase way in back into phases so that, for some reason we don't get anyone to bid on this job and we can't get construction done, we won't have to pay FEMA back for the design work. So I'm feeling a little bit of time pressure there, so I'm going to talk to Shannon about going and doing phases.
I think that's a good idea,
Yeah,
Teresa. I
just
really do.
get the worry off our minds, you know. Now the amendment, I think everyone knows that we're asking for 5.5 million more from FEMA. Good news is this grant has that kind of money to give to us, and Oregon Emergency Management has earmarked it, but we have to go through and update the amendment. We have to ask for the more money. The big deal is we have to do a benefit cost analysis. Basically, hey, this is worth the money FEMA is going to spend, right? And you know, unfortunately, we've had so much turnover with Verdantis that you know, Tim is long gone and he did the initial benefit cost analysis. So James is having to kind of catch that up and figure that out. But he's working with Shannon all on his own. So they're figuring that out and it'll most likely go through OEM first before it heads to FEMA to make sure it's kosher. So supposedly it's going to take a little while to get the final approval. But James says that this week, that's his main focus, and his goal is to have everything to OEM by early next week for the approval process. So that's where we're at with that. I think in both ways, at least there's progress. I'm still very happy with the performance from James. He's very responsive. He was out of the office today, but he still was gonna write us a longer email this tonight. But I told him the brief summary was good enough for now. Of what we're where we're at. I don't know if you want to add anything, Lisa.
I do have a question about the design, and that's because I was asked by people, one person in the community. I assume that with this repiping, we're going to finally fix the okay, I'm going to get this wrong. Where the easement is on Second Street behind the candy shop. I assume we're going to fix the piping and that box so that people can safely drive through that. And I wanted to put that on the radar because, you know, it's right now
Yeah,
it's blocked off, but I want to make sure it's,
let's bring it up with the 70% design review.
yeah, that and moving the water meters that are on private property. We talked about that once, and I don't know if we're still wanting to do that. But there's a couple instances where we have meter boxes on private property.
Well, we did talk about that one on Ellie, and
Yeah.
that yes, we were going to move it off the private property. You
Okay.
know, I mean, that's the right thing to do, and I don't think that that's up for discussion. Unfortunately, how that happened in the first place shouldn't have. So, you know, we
Yeah.
got to do this right. We got to do it so it's maintainable, and you know, having it on private property is not maintainable.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up and make sure that it's in people's brains again
I'll
because it's
write those
been.
down so I make sure we bring them up at design review.
Yeah, I was going to send an email, but I didn't want to, you know, step on anyone's toes. So
Oh, no,
it
that's
didn't.
great. I mean, you know, the more input, the best, the better.
Okay,
You
so
know,
I'll
just
send an email out to James and you and say we'll
yeah.
make sure that we do these, have it in the design review because we
Absolutely.
need to get it fixed.
Yep, that'd be great.
Okay. And Business Oregon meetings, we're on hold until I think we're on hold until we actually have something to talk about, which is the FEMA amendment. And as soon as that comes in the door, then the meetings are going to be fast and furious. And I'm guessing we're going to move to once a week, I'm guessing, because you know we'll have a lot to talk
Sure.
about. Right now we have nothing to talk about because you know everything's on hold and we don't know how much we need to
Right.
borrow and how much we need to do this and you know the timeline and
Yep.
all that stuff. But they I don't know if I told you this and if I'm repeating myself, please forgive me. They are Business Oregon is willing to loan us more money for the upkeep. I mean, you know, the increases. So they are that, and they're also willing to give us more time. To match the FEMA.
That's
So
awesome.
that's good. But they don't
That's
want to
really
do it
good.
until we know what FEMA is doing. So we want to
Sure.
roll it all into one big basket and go from there.
Makes total sense. I'm very appreciative of how engaged they are with us.
Oh, I know, they're wonderful.
They
And I
are
keep
really
telling
good.
them every week. I mean, every time I have a meeting, I'm like, we're so thankful for you handholding this because, they've just been great. So,
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, really, we've gotten a lot of good partners with Shannon. He's been great too. I mean, he's always available to me, so it's been really nice. It's been less stressful for sure having professional support.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. On a project like this, definitely.
Yeah, and I did tell you that, but I want the board, the community members to know that they are going to look into a lower interest rate loan for us to have the bridge funding.
Oh, great.
So, because I told them that it was 5.69, and that you could just hear their breath like,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
like, yeah, that's how we felt. So, yeah, please help us.
Sounds great.
Yep, but that's all I have to say about that.
I don't have any other comments either.
Does Beth have any comments? Because she's been really quiet tonight.
I have a comment.
Okay.
Yeah. I was approached over at the community center by one of the community members that offered to kind of maintain the property over there on a like as needed basis for about 25 an hour. I don't know if we want to take that on or if we just want to do a yearly volunteer, everybody go in and clean things up. He's been mowing the lawn. And I think that he's kind of to the point where he'd like to get compensated for the work that he's doing over there. So I told him that I would bring it up to the board and let him know. So I don't know if we want to give that some thought. Or, I said, well, how often do you think that would be needed? About once a month or
I think if we could get some, I like the idea. First of all, I like the idea that someone in the community wants to do it. I like the idea that, it just helps people be more part of the community when they're doing, when they're engaged, right? And $25 is pretty typical of any yard work that I know of. And it's actually even fairly reasonable, $25 an hour. But I would like to, for the sake of like, can we put a cap on it, so it's not
Oh,
too
sure.
much in a month or something like that. I'd feel more comfortable agreeing to it without it just being open-ended $25 a month, an
I
hour, I
agree.
mean. $25 a month, that'd be great.
But he offered to, basically get the keep lawn mowed and clean up around the building, which isn't happening right now. So, as far as fire hazard and stuff like that too, it might be good.
Yeah, I mean,
So.
I'm in agreement with it. I would think
Okay.
it'd be great to have, someone that's just
I
yard
know.
work handy that's willing to do that. We can say, "Hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that?" Or and they just do it. I just like to, for the sake of being responsible, just know that there's going to be some kind of cap, like, oh, 4 hours a month or something like that. I don't know. Because
Exactly.
it doesn't need a lot of care.
It does not need a lot of care. It needs the lawn mowed once in a while, and it needs it weeded a little bit.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine that it's gonna,
Or
run
we could
into.
decide like to just plant something in that aisle along the walkway just so that we don't get weeds.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole landscape thing. Okay, well, let me talk to him. Let me
And see
talk
what Beth
to him.
has to say. She's got a comment on all this.
I know what you're talking about, but the off the lawn and everything is really a huge mess, and I think it would be good to just get a work party out there. We had great success last year getting people, and then once that's, the really bad stuff is taken care of, then the ongoing maintenance would be okay for one person, but right now it needs a group of people or, to
One
really
last
go after
hurrah
it.
of the year.
Huh?
A last hurrah of the year
Well,
to.
yeah, like we've usually done at least once a
Yeah.
year, get a group and we get a whole bunch of people come and
Yeah.
we could do better maybe scheduling it around football games, but because we can't. We had a bunch of
Well,
people, they came early though to do it so they
that's
could
funny.
get back and in time for
I
their
think,
game.
well, and I think last year basically we decided we'd kind of push it off until after the summer, the summer
We could.
things were going on for people. So if we could do something, mid-September or something, I think that'd work great. And then you've got a clean slate for somebody to come in
Yeah.
and just kind of maintain
To
things.
maintain it,
I
yeah.
like that idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Just, of course I do. I'm leaving September 15th. I won't be back till October 8th.
The 15th? Well, we could do it maybe before, right before then, no.
The week before.
I think I'm gone too, to be honest with you. We're going to go camping, but with all these fires, I don't know where we're going to go. So,
Yeah.
Teresa,
at
do we
least.
need to move the meeting then if you're going to be gone? Because you're
No,
half
because the
of it.
meeting's on the 10th, right?
The
Isn't it?
15th.
I'm actually leaving the 14th. Rod will be here. The dog training is done next week.
Okay. Just
Please,
making
Rod
sure
will be
we
here.
have
Rod will be
quorum,
here.
so.
Rod's flying out later.
Lisa, you're going to be gone too, aren't you? When have you gone?
I'm gone August 31st through the 6th, and then I'm gone in October,
Oh, it's
the end of
October.
October. So I won't be
Okay.
here for the November meeting.
Okay. All right.
I'll be in South Dakota.
All right. In November.
Well, you know, it's my I go twice a year, in April and
I
in
know.
November, so.
Yeah. That's nice.
Well, we might have to look at this meeting in September because, I mean, seriously, Teresa, if you're gone, I may be gone as well. So,
Oh.
yeah. So.
Well, darn, I've heard of meetings just getting canceled.
You can come and get it. Go ahead. I'm just going to scream this out.
What
Sorry.
happens when there's only four of us on the board? We need a quorum.
Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, we could move it up or move it. I don't care.
I guess we should talk about that now, huh?
Yeah, we never.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's next month.
We're not gonna see you till next
I'm
month.
all with you here.
All right. So, Teresa, you're leaving on the 14th.
I'm leaving on the 14th.
Okay.
So we could move it to the 8th.
Won't have all the bank statements and stuff.
Oh yeah, by the 8th, yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Or we could do, could we do Thursday the 10th? Or do we want to make sure we keep it on a Tuesday?
I can't do Thursday the 10th.
Okay. And you're gone through when? October?
Yeah, I leave on the 14th. I don't get back till the 8th.
Well, I hope it's someplace fun.
Switzerland.
Oh, good for you,
Oh, you
Teresa.
good. Have fun.
My
Switzerland.
kid, my daughter and her husband need to go to some training in DC, and so I'm going out to get the lay of the land, and then I'll spend a week with just me and the kids, and then my daughter will come back, and the day she comes back, Rod flies in as well, and then we'll spend a week, a little over a week, as all together.
Oh, good. Well, how fun.
That's
Okay, so
amazing.
do we want to do the 8th?
Eighth works for me.
I'm
All
good with
right.
the 8th.
All right. Okay, I put it on the calendar.
Okay, so we need to ch we yeah, we need to yeah. We'll
Okay.
probably need to change the website.
Can do that.
Thank
Thank
you,
you, Beth.
Beth.
Okay. And then you'll need
Okay.
to get an agenda early.
Yes.
Yes, thank
We
you
can
for
do it early
the
notice.
reminders.
And we'll have to let
I won't
Northwest
have
Natural
anything
know.
other to add than just if you do the FEMA project management, if you
Yeah.
just do Business Oregon, FEMA,
Yep, got
and
it.
project management as regular agenda items going forward, we'll be good to go from my
Okay.
perspective.
Okay. Well, I'll still send out a little. Does anybody have anything in
Thing.
case there's
It's
more? So,
smart.
yeah. Yeah.
So unless anybody has any more comments, questions, or queries, our next board meeting will be on the 8th of September, 2026 at 6 p.m.
There we go.
And I am
Lovely.
stopping. Yeah?
Well, just one more thing. If we're going to do this community center cleanup, Beth, do we want to send out an email to everybody and kind of pick a
Pick a
date?
day.
Okay. All right. I'll get with you on that then.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All
All
right, you
right.
guys.
Okay, I'm
Well,
going to stop recording and we're ending at 6:46 p.m.
thank you.
Okay, feel better, Teresa.
Yes, feel
Thank
better.
you.